嗨，各位亲爱的小伙伴们，早上好，我是姚老师，欢迎来到今天这一期的英语口语每日养成。今天这一期节目当中呢，我们来学习一段这样的英文台词，它呢依旧是来自于《摩登家庭》的第三季第十七集。那么首先呢，一起来听一下今天的关键句。
I'm sorry, you just missed the cutoff.
I'm sorry, you just missed the cutoff. 抱歉，你们刚刚错过了截止时间。I'm sorry, you just missed the cutoff. I'm sorry, you just missed the cutoff. 那么在这样一段话当中呢，我们需要注意哪些发音技巧呢？首先呢，来看一下第一处 ，just missed the 这样的三个单词呢，我们放在一起。其中呢存在两处不完全爆破的处理，那么你可以读成 just missed, just missed。而再往后面看，今天关键句末尾呢这样一个单词 cut off， 它呢读起来的话呢，内部其实存在一个连读，而且呢在美式发音当中呢有一个典型的闪音的处理 flap t。这个单词呢我们可以大胆读成 cut off, cut off。
I've been trying so hard to figure out what Cam wanted for his birthday. He'd been telling me all along. He wanted to be 10.
Seriously, there's nothing you can do?
I'm sorry, you just missed the cutoff. How about we see you next time?
How about...You make an exception and strap him in there.
Yeah, we're like 10 minutes past your deadline anyway.
And you don't want to make us angry today.
Ladies.
Okay, so you're going to fight him, okay?
And that was how they apologized to me. At least I think it was. I could never ask them.
那么今天节目当中呢，我们来重点学习一下这样一个复合名词 cut off 的用法。首先呢，先从它所对应的动词短语 cut off 来开始讲起。 cut off 可以表示打断的含义， to interrupt somebody when they are speaking， 就是在别人说话的时候呢打断别人，中断别人的谈话。比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的两个例子。第一个， we were cut offIn the middle of our conversation. 我们在说话的时候被打断了。We were cut off in the middle of our conversation. 下面呢来看一下第二个例子。My explanation was cut off by loud protests. 我的解释被大声的抗议所打断。My explanation was cut off by loud protests. 再比如说呢，动词短语 cut off 可以表示切断供应。停止供应或者服务，或者呢突然中断停止爱账的意思。比如说下面呢，我们来看一下这样的两个例子。第一个， Our water supply has been cut off. 我们的水供应被切断了。 Our water supply has been cut off. 再比如说呢，看一下第二个例子。 They were cut off for not paying their phone bill. 他们因为没有支付电话费，线路被切断了。They were cut off for not paying their phone bill. 那么今天我们关键句当中出现的是一个对应的名词的形式，复合名词，叫做 cut off， 其中呢并没有空格。那么这样一个单词呢，当做名词去使用，可以理解成为 a designated limit or point of determination， 或者呢可以理解成为 the point, date or period for a cut off， 可以理解成为截止日期或者终结点。下面呢，我们来看一下几个例子。I don't know the cutoff date for applications. 我不知道申请的截止日期。I don't know the cutoff date for applications. 那么在这样一个句子当中呢，我们的 cutoff date 其实呢就相当于 deadline。再比如说呢，看下面这样一个例子。The cutoff for new applications is next Wednesday. 新申请的截止日期是下周三。The cutoff for new applications is next Wednesday. 下面呢，我们来看一下倒数第二个例子。Have you applied to register to vote yet? The cutoff is coming up. 你申请登记投票了吗？截止日期要到了。Have you applied to register to vote yet? The cutoff is coming up. 下面呢，我们来看一下最后这个例句。I did plan to submit a poem to the contest, but then I got sick and missed the cutoff. 我确实曾经计划着提交一首诗歌参加比赛，但是后来我生病了，错过了截止日期。I did plan to submit a poem to the contest, but then I got sick and missed the cutoff. 那么在本期节目的末尾呢，请各位同学呢尝试翻译一下句子，并留言在文章的留言区。你报名参加那个歌唱比赛了吗？明天就是截止日期了。你报名参加那个歌唱比赛了吗？明天就是截止日期了。这样一个句子，你会如何去使用我们刚刚学习过的短语或者单词去造句呢？希望各位同学呢可以踊跃的发言。本期节目呢，我们就先分享到这里。明天节目当中呢，我们再会啦。See you.